Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Lately, I've been trying to play around with my amateur radio stuff again, mostly my little radios. So today, I went in search of a radio story, but instead of an amateur radio story, I found a story about a regular radio, like the one in your car. The story is titled The Radio Story and comes to us from the book Little Jack Rabbit's Big Blue Book, written by David Corey. It kind of falls in line with the stories by our old friend Thornton W. Burgess, as it personifies animals, but in my opinion, no one does it quite like Mr. Burgess. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Radio Story. Well, 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 said Uncle Lucky, rubbing his eyes. That was a queer dream. The idea of my dreaming, I was a boy again, playing marbles with Uncle John Hare. And with a laugh, the old gentleman bunny jumped out of bed to look out of the window. It was early morning, and the sky was pink and purple, yellow and red. The dew was sparkling on the grass, and the trees were whispering to one another. All of a sudden, cock-a-doodle-doo! Went the old red rooster over by the barn. And then a robin began to sing, and a little squirrel to scamper over the grass. "Hey-ho!" exclaimed dear Uncle Lucky. "What a beautiful world! I must hurry down to my breakfast and then go for little Jack Rabbit. He should be vaccinated. Maybe I'd better call up Dr. Quack, the famous duck doctor, to find out when he can see us. Hello, Central. Hurry, please. Something is going to make me sneeze. Who has filled with pepper up the little rubber talking cup?" "Kerchoo, kerchoo," went the dear old gentleman rabbit. And before he could get out his lovely blue silk polka dot handkerchief, somebody laughed outside the window. "Who's laughing at me?" asked the exasperated, which means, dear littlest reader, teased nearly to death, old gentleman bunny. "And who put pepper in my telephone? I want to know." "Ha ha, ha ha," laughed the voice again, just outside the sitting room window. With a hop, skip, and a jump across the nice rag carpet hopped the dear old bunny to peek through the curtain. There on the porch rail sat Jimmy Jay, the mischievous bird boy. "Ha ha, ha ha," he went again, throwing his head first to one side and then to the other. "Ha ha, ha ha." "Get off my porch," shouted dear Uncle Lucky, "you bad, mischievous sneak of a bird boy. Why don't you play nice games instead of mean jokes? Get off my porch or I'll do something to you." And Uncle Lucky hopped back across the hall and opened the front door with a swing. Away flew naughty Jimmy Jay, like a flash of blue, through the leaves. "Ha ha, ha ha," he laughed, "how peppery we are." "Good gracious Meebus," exclaimed the old gentleman bunny, "that bird boy is a bad one. If he doesn't mend his ways, I shall report him to the policeman dog. What right has he to come into my house and play such a trick on me?" Dear Uncle Lucky was so provoked with Jimmy Jay, they almost forgot to call up Dr. Quack. But as soon as the mischievous bluebird was out of sight, the kind old gentleman suddenly remembered and, hopping over to the telephone, shouted, 1-2-3, SOS. Who is calling? Can't you guess?" "No, who is it?" answered a voice. "Mr. Lucky Left Hind Foot. My nephew, Little Jack Rabbit, should be vaccinated. Can you come over to the old bramble patch at once?" In about 15 minutes, replied the famous duck doctor. Hanging up the receiver, Uncle Lucky hopped out to the garage and, cranking the Lucky Mobile, started off for the sunny meadow. By and by, after a while, but not quite a mile, he came to the dear old bramble patch, in the center of which, safe and secure, stood the little bungalow in which little Jack Rabbit lived with Lady Love, his bunny mother. Honk, honk, went the Lucky Mobile horn, and the next minute out hopped little Jack Rabbit. "Has Dr. Quack been here?" asked the old gentleman bunny, taking out his gold watch and chain. "He just left," answered his bunny nephew. "He vaccinated me. Mother gave me a carrot scent afterwards to buy a lollipop with, 'cause I didn't make a fuss." "You're a good bunny boy," said Uncle Lucky, patting the little rabbit's ears. "Let's hop in to see Mother." Side by side, the little rabbit boy and the dear old gentleman bunny hopped along the path through the thick brambles until they reached the little bungalow. On the back porch sat Lady Love, the little rabbit's mother, shelling peas. "Well, well, well," exclaimed Uncle Lucky, "how busy we are, and how pretty we look in the blue apron and string of red beads." Sitting down on the step, the old gentleman bunny filled his old corn cob pipe with cabbage leaf tobacco and smoked away to his heart's content. By and by, the little rabbit grew restless. "Let's listen in on the radio," he suggested, tickling dear Uncle Lucky's ear. "Come along," answered the obliging old gentleman rabbit, hopping into the sitting room. Professor Crow was just announcing to his radio audience that this is Station ABC, Old Crow County, Tall Pine Tree. The first number on our program is David Corey, the Jackrabbit Man, who will tell his famous little jackrabbit stories to the furry and feather-coated people of the shady forest and sunny meadow. Tune in and let us know how the story is going over. Step into the hollow stump telephone booth and call us up. 135 Sakes Alive, Pine Tree Top, Lollipop. Here is Uncle Dave. "Hello, boys and girls. Guess where I am? Maybe I'd better tell you before you grow tired thinking of a million different places. I'm up in Professor Crow's tall pine tree house. He has asked me to broadcast a little Jack Rabbit story. Isn't that a compliment? Well, I just guess yes, 3 times and a half. But dear me, it's some job to climb a tall pine house. I'm not as young as I used to be, but now that I'm up at the top and have brushed off my trousers and straightened my tie, I'll tell you something nice and true, for it's pretty up here under the blue and sunny sky with merry sun winking his big gold eye." "Goodness me, dear boys and girls, there goes the telephone bell, and Squirrel Nutcracker's voice is shouting over the wire. Ask Mr. Corey to put me in the story." "All right," promised Professor Crow. But before I could broadcast a word, the bell rang again. "Busy Beaver talking. Come over the wire. Ask Dr. Corey to say something about me." "All righto," answered the old crow, hanging up. But jingle, jingle, tinkle, tink, went the bell before I could wink. "This is the big brown bear talking. Ask David Corey to put me in the story," I heard him say, and then Professor Crow answered, "I'll see what I can do." "Hurry up and commence," said the worried old blackbird, turning to me. Again, tinkerly tink, jingerly jell, went the dreadful telephone bell, and Granddaddy Bullfrog begged to have me mention him over the wire. "All righto, Mr. Bullfrog," answered Professor Crow. But even before he had hung up the receiver, Chippy Chipmunk was requesting that I say hello to him. "Goodness me," said Professor Crow. "If they keep this up, there'll be no story at all." "Never mind," I answered. "I'll just say hello to everybody. Next Thursday will be time enough for a story." All of a sudden, the little rabbit shouted, "He just said hello to me." And the next minute, "He just said hello to you." "Did he?" asked Dear Uncle Lucky. "Well, that is kind of him." And as the radio talk was now over, the two bunnies hopped into the kitchen. "What have you for supper?" asked Dear Uncle Lucky. "Stewed lollipops," answered Busy Lady Love, placing a steaming dish upon the table. "Nice, fresh lollipops. The big brown bear was here yesterday." "Did he ask for me?" asked Little Jack Rabbit. "To be sure," replied Lady Love. "I told him that Uncle Lucky was coming today." "Yes, I'll stay here for a while," laughed the old gentleman bunny, picking up a big, juicy yellow lollipop by the stick, just the way people eat asparagus. But oh dear me, down ran the juice all over his nice, clean napkin. Wasn't that a shame? "Goodness gracious, Meebus," exclaimed Uncle Lucky, "that was a very ripe lollipop." Just then, his small rabbit nephew brought his spoon down on the table with a whack. "What's that?" shouted the old gentleman bunny, dropping the lollipop stick on his little left hind toe, the one with the rheumatiz, you know. "A mosquito tried to sting my ear," cried the little bunny boy, carefully lifting the spoon to peep underneath. "Where did he go?" "If you would catch a skeeter, you must be lightning quick. My name is Skeeter Peter, and I'm on to every trick," sang a squeaky, buzzy voice. "Did you hear that?" asked Lady Love. "No, but maybe I'm getting a little deaf," sighed Dear Uncle Lucky, tucking a clean napkin under his chin and picking out a fresh lollipop. "There goes Skeeter Peter out of the window," shouted his small nephew Bunny. "Catch him," cried the old gentleman rabbit, hopping over to the open window. But oh dear me, the old red rooster, who was raking up the leaves on the lawn, wasn't quick enough, and away flew Skeeter Peter to the old duck pond, where Mrs. Skeeter Peter was waiting at the door of their tiny house in the long grass. "Dear me, I'm all out of breath," sighed Dear Uncle Lucky, sitting down in the rocking chair by the open window to read the Bunny Bridge Bugle. After a while, he fell asleep and dreamed he was a boy again and had sent a pretty Valentine to a lovely bunny girl.
"Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind."
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.